Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go in there?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good. I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Stand up real quick. Come on. Come on. We gotta stand. Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it. You gotta get. Come on. Fifth one. Fourth one. Come on. Sing it.
I never knew I could be so happy.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the World According to Drew. I'm Andrew live from Studio A this morning. Boy, they got me working day and night. I should have found that song this morning, and I may do it. But as always, any day that I'm on, I tell you to read your African-American newspapers. We have a conglomerate of news resources led by the great Cheryl Smith, Texas Metro News, My Eye Messenger, and the Garland Journal. You can't beat it. We got it. She got it. If she got it, we got it. That's how we're going to look at it. But, hey, stay informed, folks. There's a lot going on this morning. We only have 2 hours to talk about it, but we're gonna do our best to keep it soul-socking. And I tell you, they're working a brother to the ends. And we're going to bring in Harold here shortly. I know he got a lot going on today, and we appreciate him more than he could even imagine. But some of the things I want to talk about today, why, in your mind, something to think about, why are these white families, white congregations, I'll put it like this, why are they divorcing the black city? Why are they divorcing our black cities? Black cities such as Atlanta, Detroit, D.C., Baltimore. And you know what? Believe it or not, even Dallas, Texas. I told you we have a smorgasbord. If they want to say that out, you know what? Let's take it back. I can't even give it that comparison. We were the next chocolate city with leadership. Are we getting divorced from our white majority neighborhoods? Something to think about. We're also going to talk about what's going on the border. You know what? It's almost like deja vu. Deja vu. I'm seeing Django. I'm seeing Roots. I'm seeing a lot of things down in Del Rio. And we're going to talk about our Haitian brothers and sisters. They've come a long way. It's been well chronologized what has happened in their country. The president assassinated. The country is at just a point where we don't know which direction that they're going in. But however, we can invite Afghanistan to come over. You tell me, it's a fictional foe. I want to know. We're going to bring in my right-hand man right quick. I know he got a lot going on. And I just want to hear from you. Good morning, Prime Minister. The corny dog expert. The pride of old Al Lipscomb Boulevard and Martin Luther King, Pennsylvania, Atlanta, Malcolm X, old hardwood everywhere. I tell you, they didn't cut off streets over in South Dallas. Unbelievable. None other than the world-famous Triple H, Harold Horatio Hubbard. Good morning.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, good morning. I tell you, man, I'm glad you mute me, and then I know when you unmute me, but I still mute myself because you're far too kind. But, boy, you're so gracious, and I appreciate you as well.
What is the world coming to? What, we got a tornado? Hurricane? What is going on? What is going on?
Sometimes a storm is good to come through, Andrew, you know. Storm is always calm before.
Yeah, and calm after it's been washed away with the storm.
That's right.
Can you believe this? I'm speechless. What? What? But
well,
I
it's a good morning.
I just wanted to catch you on this right quick, and we'll probably discuss it for a while. Can you believe what happens when a white majority neighborhood wants to divorce its black city?
Wow. You know I have some opinions, but that is a very interesting topic. So I know you have some things you want to start it off with, so let's go.
Well,
because I'm not up on it. I'm nothing of current events. I'm not up on it. So let's just kick it around.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, we'll definitely kick it around. And we're going to kick it around throughout the show this morning. But when you have a white majority neighborhood that wants to divorce his black city, again, there's a combustible debate over Atlanta neighborhood shines a light on a border racial reality of residential segregation in the United States of United States of America. Residential segregation. Good morning, Dallas, Texas. Highland Park, Oak Cliff. They slowly moving in. Bishop Arch, Harold. Moving in, North Dallas. Uptown.
It's slowly, but it's been coming for a long time. It's been a long time coming.
But will a change ever come? Boy, you done struck something this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Will a change ever come? You know I'm digging for that song. But we're going to talk a little bit more.
Yeah.
Will a change ever come? But what we're looking at, let's start home before we go out in the world. Again, uptown, that was North Dallas. Prominent area when you have a school like Booker T. Washington, when you have a street like Washington Street, all the way around, McKinney Avenue. That was ours, from what I understand. Freeman Cemetery, ours.
Mm-hmm.
Not theirs, not mine.
I just remember as a child it being called Short North Dallas, to be honest with you, Andrew. And I believe people still, you know, if they are around our age, they know what Short North Dallas was called. You have to include Hall Street and all that up in there. But when I say a change is been coming, man, the vision of this construction didn't just start, man. It's been coming, Andrew. It's been coming. It's been rolling. Are we getting left out?
Yeah, I learned from Short.
And
you call it Short
and included and brought to the table.
But you call it North Short North Dallas, huh?
Yeah, that's a term I can remember from my childhood, even. You know, Short North Dallas, because it was right on the other side of downtown Dallas, right there around Hall, all them streets you just named, all of them right there.
Right, but see, folks. That's what we do on this show, and I appreciate Harold more than he can even imagine. I'm learning something today. See, that's what we need to do. We need to be in a state of mind where we're learning.
We have to keep our minds open to do that every day, though. You're right. We have to keep our minds open. Don't mean, you know, you just have to keep your mind open and your eyes open, too, you know.
But you're saying your mind open, your eyes open, and your ears, right?
That's right. Oh,
I'm ready this morning. Well, with your mind open, you try to be open-minded to the changes and see how you can make a difference in this world and what the world can do for you. That's your mind. Then, Harold, you say what you see is something different. What you see, they open up. They allow us to infiltrate and develop. I've learned over time, develop was the common ground between the whites and the blacks. They didn't come south of, if you look at your geographic location, or GPS as they like to call it today, when you on the other side of develop, you're in South Dallas. When you're on the other side, you on the other side of North Dallas, however, you're working your way towards Highland Park. All of A streets, M streets, whatever they want to call it, Monticello, Hockenberg, all A-frame homes. That's what I was thinking. If you go up and down Greenville Avenue. All right.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You see how that has changed. And now they're migrating back. If you go through South Dallas like I did on yesterday, Park Row, South Boulevard, you talk about some beautiful homes, the architecture support that was given to that area is just unbelievable. And they want it. Oftentimes you hear me talking about when they put two fire stations less than 3 miles away from each other. Something can happen in that area. We see it, Harold. They're not talking. Pennsylvania Avenue, a change is coming. You look at Martin Luther King Boulevard. A change has come. However, You put in a new bypass from 175 to 45. But where's 175 that goes through South Dallas? Have we thought about that? Esther Wright Freeway. You can get in on one side. See, we ain't noticed that, did we? You can come off 175 on the backside, but you don't have the pine and all that hatchet, old hatchet. Metropolitan. Martin Luther King. It's hard to get on Martin Luther King now. If you're coming from 45 going north, you got to get on that one, 175 just to get to South Dallas. Because if you miss that turn, you got to go all the way up to 30. It's no coincidence, y'all. Especially those who live in Dallas. That is no coincidence. Remember, you can get to Lamar. You could get, again, to Pine, Metropolitan, Pennsylvania, Martin Luther King, all 45. If you don't get off early, it's going to pass you by.
Now, there's a lot of construction in that area, though. You are right in the growth, but, yeah, there's a lot of construction still going on, you know.
But to whose benefit? Whose benefit?
That's the question. I really don't know the answer to that one. That's one of them makes you go, hmm.
Right. And think about it this, Harold. If I can't get off in the neighborhood, do you think the neighborhood can get on the freeway?
Hmm. Well, the real answer is yes, but you have to know where you're going. It sounds like it's going to be easy.
Right. So the question again, when a white neighborhood wants to divorce its black city, what do we do? There's not much we can do, but they sure trying to keep you. They vote, but then you got an obstacle. You can't even go use the bathroom when you're in line. Check it out, folks. You got to have other IDs. You got to make sure you voted where you're supposed to vote. Wake up, Dallas. Wake up, Houston. You put in 9, and I do say 9, sisters on the bench. You have drive-through voting booths. Our great governor, Abbott, and hers, constituents are trying to block Harris County, and they have, on the drive-through. Still talking on the voting for the last presidential election. We have, you know, and I'm just calling it like I am. I might get some people mad. Pray for me. That's all I got to say. But I'm going to call a spade a spade, and you'll never be able to tell me that a crayon is a pencil. But when we let people come in from other countries, it's no problem. But when they have a little tan that the world can't stand, you bring horses. All the time the people have been in concentration camps, people crossing the border down at Del Rio, crossing the Rio Grande. Now, isn't it funny? Isn't it funny how you can walk across the Rio Grande at certain points? What is that about? Have we allowed people to walk over here before? But now the color has changed. You put a wall of highway patrol. Hell, I've never seen that. I've been here over 30 years. How many people come across the border? You have to go through a chain of highway patrol. You know, it would have been a good time to speed down in Del Rio. There's nobody to stop you. They're all on the border trying to prevent people who actually look like me. Wake up, world. See what's happened. Voter reform. People sitting at the border. Just because.
What I will throw in, though, there, Andrew, problem that can't be fixed overnight, but it's been going on for years, man. People coming in that way. You are right about that. And those people that live there, you know, and of course, you know, they call them border town. Man, they've been a blended community. So when you disrupt even just flow of commerce, which, to be honest with you, man, is connected to people, you going to exclude some? And, man, I can't even imagine, man, some of the nightmares that goes down on the border on the just an economic and daily basis, man, even though I've been in the area before. Because I can remember driving trucks, boy, you accidentally make a wrong turn down there. Oh, you going to definitely go through some paperwork and everything else to get turned around and make sure you're at the right place when you go down there, even at the border, close to the border. You ain't got to go all the way across. You ain't going to know because you ain't going to drive across the Rio.
Right.
You know. But, yeah, there's always been that connection down there, man. I'm sure it's, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of, look, how a lot of activity is going on down there on the border. El Chapo, they know what they're doing. We've trained so many people. What's going on? Marvin Gaye? What's going on?
Yeah.
Or we just keep going back. We find a song, and it's been written many years ago, and we find out how relevant that song is in 2021. But let's look at our brothers and sisters from Haiti. And hopefully we get some more people in. We're going to talk about this thing this week. Your president is killed. A lot of countries in the Middle East, they take over and kill. Your island could have several earthquakes. Your island, I put that word out for a reason. How do you cross the Caribbean Sea? How do you go to Mexico? Now, mind you have the Yucatan Peninsula, where you have Cancun, Tulum, Cozumel, cross the strait, and you make your way all the way up to the south border of the United States of America, central south border. You have your whole family intact. You get help along the way? I think so.
Oh, yeah.
I really think so. But when you get where you see the land of milk and honey, where you want to come to the United States, they could have easily gone to Miami. But we got that one blocked up. We understand there's been a migration of people wanting to come into the country. They let some, they detain some. But when they get there with that tan that they can't stand, now we got a problem. How appropriate, Harold, when we heard that. Houston, I think we got a problem. You bring out, now mind you, it's by design, Harold. They know something's going to shake up. But I tell you, they're ready. Harold, I want to deputize you down in Del Rio. You got a gun?
Uh-huh. Are you trying to send me on a suicide mission, or you want me to just help us organize deputizing somebody down there? If you're talking about sending me.
Harold, I pick you because we need somebody for them to see.
Okay. Well, thank you.
because I don't know.
I have a great respect for law enforcement, to be honest with you. I really, really do. Because, man, that's a job. You wake up every morning. You don't know who, but you know they got their eyes and they own you. So you
right.
know, we have, you know, so we have to be respectful even when we just voicing our opinions of those things that we don't know the intricacies about. And I ain't, you know, I ain't trying to add no doctorate to the end of my name, but that's just a fact, man. So we have to have respect for what I call order. But, man, when you have people calling the shots to the real law and order, and there's lies and I just always bring it back to economics, man. There is no immigration situation that is not heavily impacted by economics on both sides of the border. If you're not being respectful about that, you are straight out just closing your eyes. You're not being honest.
Oh.
You know, so because we don't fight over borders for nothing. I just put it there like that. Does that make any sense?
It's but, Harold, when you're fighting over the border, it starts somewhere. It starts at the border, and it migrates. But, again, people have been brown that have come up, and they've had some challenges, but make it. When the skin is a little darker than brown, then we have some issues. But I tell you, it goes back to the question of the day. What do we do when a white majority neighborhood wants to divorce its black city? Dallas, Atlanta, Miami has changed. Even Tallahassee. Tallahassee probably have per capita, other than Austin, but for a small town, per capita, so many people with education. Educated people in a small town of color with paper. Now, they don't know how to do it. If you go to Austin, Austin is about the closest. Now, every city where there's a capital, you know you have two schools, black school, white school. You have a Lutheran school down there. Also a little bit more diversified. But it's a lot going on, and I bet you the only thing they got going on the east side of Austin is the softball field and the baseball field at UT. They've been up north in Round Rock. The west side is growing. It's continued to grow. South of Austin is growing. If anybody's on the line, where's Michael Dell's Enterprises? What side of town is that on? If it's east, I bet you're going to put a northeast or southeast. But you're not going to be over there by Houston, Tillerson. So what do we do when a white majority neighborhood wants to divorce his black city? I would be remiss if I didn't talk about it. Detroit, Motown, when Motown was jumping and popping and moving with Motown Records, the struggle in the automobile industry. I know Mr. Ford had somebody working for him. I'm not crazy. I know history. But we'll give you a place. They left Detroit. They moved to Dearborn, Ford Motor Company. Bloomfield Hills, North Bloomfield Hills. We talking money, Harold. Folks that look like you and I, federal judges, because they had the infrastructure to be voted in. But now, people, gentrification. Ain't no gentrification. In other words, it's all about transportation. It's about the hidden agenda that we fail to realize is going on. And when we can get additional voting, because we're strong. We're not strong. We're strong in our neighborhood. We're strong enough where it's now a political focus. How are we going to allow or disallow people to contribute to the political process? let's put some rules intact. Now, remember, over 50 years ago, we had to pay to vote. Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, Georgia, Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas. You see the changes? Wake up, everybody. We sleeping too much. This thing is going to get a roll. Not no Alabama roll tide. It's called Roll America. And if we can't get our stuff together, because if it wasn't Sunday, I was going to say something else. I got to put myself on governor. But we can't be asleep at the wheel. Understand what's going on. Get out there and vote. Encourage everyone to participate in the process. But we need it more than we've ever needed before. My grandfather always reminded me. He said, son, you may be making a little money, much more than I could even imagine. But two things are going to happen. That dollar that you're enjoying and buying that side of beef is going to shrink on you. It's going to cost more than I even imagined. But you know what? In today's society, a cow has not gotten much bigger than it used to be. That electricity, it costs even more. Nothing's changed. The only industry that's really changed is that good old landline telephone at your house. But now we got cell phones. Take them anywhere. Can you imagine, Harold, if we had lines connected to our cell phones? We wouldn't be able to drive. We crossed many lines out there in the street for your telephone. Yeah, I threw it out there. I know y'all never thought about it. Party lines. Can you imagine if cell phones had a party line? Miss Susan, can I call somebody? Well, the party lines are more sophisticated then. They can go back and get your phone records. Y'all haven't thought about those things. Constantly, I am thinking about that every single day. No matter how much we think we have come, we have not gone anywhere. It's about 40 minutes after the hour. Welcome to the World According to Drum Andrew with a live studio 8 this morning. Tired. Not tired like tied up. Tired. Tired. I'm just telling you. But you know what? I'm like Timex, take a licking and keep on ticking. Harold Hubbard riding shotgun. Busy man. We want to hear what you have to say. The first question of the day. We want to hear it. What happens when a white majority neighborhood wants to divorce its black city? I want to hear what you got to say about it. What happens? I see we have representation from the Atlanta area. Just hit one. Let's hear from you. You can always hear from me, but I want to see what you're thinking, how you feel. Do you ever think a change will come? You see on the news, and I'm going to throw this out here, young lady, I can't even think of her name. She go missing. Boy, it's on every news outlet. Then Kelly Price is missing in Atlanta. How many times you heard that on the news? Talk to me, folks. Kelly Price, a star. But yet, the other young lady, they're going to try to find a boyfriend. Gabby Petito. What do we know about her final days? $30,000 in rewards are available for tips. Lundry's, Brian Lundry's arrest. Where is Brian? But we didn't talk about no Kelly Price. We didn't talk about anybody else that's missing. Let's go back in time. Let me get back to my crystal ball here. When those kids was killed in Atlanta, They got some recognition. That was a hot story. They had cold leads. They had hot leads. Did we get all the information? Were they trying to change the tide, knowing that those little young boys would eventually become young men, contributors to society, make more black babies? If that didn't hit you, I don't know what else will hit you. I don't know what else will hit you. It's always something. You can kill a bunch of black folks and get a meal before you go to jail. Let's spin the clock up there. But you could go to jail and die inside the cell. I'm going to make that rhyme. You could kill black folks, but on your way to jail. No, you could get a meal on the way to jail. However, when you stop on a traffic citation, and when you go to jail, that's your resting place. Something's wrong, America. Something's wrong. We got a caller. Welcome to the world according to Drew, all the way from the Crescent City. Good morning.
Hey, I got your brothers and the listeners out there. How's everybody doing?
Great, great.
Good morning.
All right. Yeah, understand how Texas has a long history of having, I guess, hundreds of independent black towns in the past years. You know, it wasn't always just, we always hear about Tulsa and how we had our great development in Tulsa. But they said Texas had many black independent towns. Florida, as you know, Rosewood, and Georgia had their independent black towns. So, to me, it's an opportunity for blacks to develop our sense of independence, relying more on self, and see what we can do on our own. So I think that's anytime you can be more independent, I think that's always an opportunity for growth. So I see it as an opportunity and see where we can flex our muscles and see what we can do for self. Of course, you're always going to have others who are going to try to sabotage that, but, again, we still have to take that step forward and welcome the opportunity of developing our own institutions, develop our own towns and cities. So I see it as an advantage if we can just pull things together and have the drive and the motivation to actually want to do that, you know.
But, well, you know, you made a key point there, and I apologize. I was my mind's spinning. I'm on, like an old pastor say, but, you know, I don't think I'm going to church. Y'all pray for me. If it happens, I ain't going to run from it. But when we get these situations, though, see how the tables are turned. And it's not so much at the board anymore. I raised a question. What river do you know in America or the world that you're going to build a platform where people can still walk across the river? Now, trying to do. You're not trying to dam it up. You're trying to provide a way of people walking over to this country. We've seen the influx. But when we learn, look, we smart, too. We got some intelligence out there telling us, hey, you need to go to this certain point in Del Rio, Texas, parallel. Yeah. You walk across the Rio Grande. They know about it. But yet, in a state, as I mentioned, how they put the puzzle together. First of all, they're going to have everybody carry a gun from A to Z. Small, dumb, light, white, bright, colored, anybody can carry a gun. However, when you get stopped, and remember you used to have a concealed weapon thing, and they got out of hand because when they stopped the other boys had guns too. So why don't we just let everybody carry guns? The O.K. Corral is open again. Bat Dillon, where are you? Festus, where are you?
Dodge City, huh?
Doc, it's service breaks. It's Miss Kitty. Still got Miss Kitty on the box. But now when Miss Kitty becomes Moesha, that's the only name I can think of. When Matt Dillon gets a tan in these major cities, something's wrong. And that's what my question was. My question was earlier, what are we doing with white neighborhoods of divorces, our black cities? Have you thought about that?
What happened? You know, well, they take their tax monies away. I understand that's what happened to Gary, Indiana. At one time, it was an industrial hub, and then whites left the city or the city lines, city limits of Gary, Indiana, took their tax monies with them, and then you know Gary had a hard time surviving. And like you mentioned, Detroit, I think the same thing happened in Detroit. So, you know, if people want to leave, they want to leave. But the people who still remain have to be motivated and have the drive to maintain and develop what they do currently have, you know. And I don't want to be around anybody who doesn't want to be around me. I'm glad they are leaving, you know. But to me, that makes life easier. When you always have somebody, always have an antagonist waiting around the corner to jack you up. But it's institutionalized racism or whatever it may be. I don't want to be around people who don't want to be around me. So, you know, good riddance. But I hope they get gone yesterday.
But that's why you try to change the political faces. And you know what hurts? I don't know how many bleach baths I could take. But I don't know if this melanin in my skin will ever change.
Mm-hmm.
I can put Comet in my water. I can put Purex, Clorox, everything. It ain't gonna change.
Right.
So you curse me for what God created. They want to jump in and out of God when it's convenient.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm a Christian, but when you go behind closed doors, where are your Christian-like thoughts? Why can Johnny play with me until you realize Andrew's tan is much more than Johnny's? So Johnny want to know why he can't come over before. When Johnny's drinking milk and juice, getting supplements in his water, he comes to Andrew's house. Oh, we getting sweet tea? Wasn't much Kool-Aid in my house. I can't say that now. My mama just thought too much sugar was going to make me run crazy. That's how she thought. But I had some neighbors down the street. 5 boys and 1 girl. There was a lot of Kool-Aid to go around. I go down there, get my fix, run up and down the street all day. But see, when little Johnny comes to get Kool-Aid, it's an issue. Because Johnny doesn't want the soda pop anymore. Johnny's tired of the mimosas. Johnny just wants something sweet. This has been going on a long time. We had no idea what the hell was going, what was going on. But if you look again, Eric mentioned Gary and Dana. We could go all through the Industrial Revolution that we were taught, how Detroit suffers. Chicago has been holding its own, but times have changed. They'll go back and fix the Miracle Mile, but you go several miles beyond that. They're killing kids every day. You go to Milwaukee. You don't hear much about Milwaukee until late, out in the suburbs. Guy gets killed going in his car. It's an unrest among our neighborhoods. They want it back. Take your tax dollars. That's what they've done. Atlanta, you go from old Fulton County Stadium, the corner of 20th and I-75. You go back a whole block, and you host the world in the Olympics. In our neighborhood, But then when the Olympics is gone, you smile for the world. But in reality, you cry because it wasn't your neighborhood. So we bring the Braves in the new stadium, 75, Turner Field. They say that people were getting robbed. Well, people get robbed a lot of places. But they get robbed in Atlanta. So we'll fix it. Here's that old story. Houses are going down. We buy for a little nothing. We build something on it and charge everything for it. But then who can move in? Who's going to buy? Then you take your team, your fancy team, all the way to Cobb County. For those who live in Dallas, it's almost like going to Plano in representing the city. You put in a multi-million-dollar stadium complex with shopping. Hello, Frisco. The story is the same. Only the names are changed to protect the innocent. Almost like Dragnet, what we see right here in every single city. Well, our constituency in the great state of Texas, what can we do voter suppression? We can't call it voter suppression, but let's suppress the voter. No more drive-throughs. You got to have this. You got to have this to vote. This or that. I'm telling you, if I had some money or any of y'all would like to get with me, let's create a watch that runs backwards. Because going forward, we have not gone forward. Yes, some of us have jobs that we're able to afford certain things. But even that has a glass ceiling for us. What are we going to do? Economic clout is what we need. Garys of the world, the old Obamas, money, just money, money, money. But we don't pool our resources, even the ones that don't have that type of money. Let's invest. Let's stop being our neighbors and be our partners to buy property. Reestablish our place in this space that we live in. Those are challenges that we all need to face. We can't run just because you're not getting it right now. Don't mean it's coming. It's coming. Trust me. It's coming. You know, you're in your job situation. Oh, you're rising. Oh, yes. You have the office next to the corner office, but you're in the penthouse. But even getting to the penthouse costs you something. Did it cost you two tickets to the Lakers game? Did it cost you two tickets to the Cowboys game? Saints, anywhere in America, it's going to cost. Well, in the matter of buying, why can't we put something aside, pool our resources, make a difference for the next generation? Because to be honest, the next generation is going to catch hell. They're putting in the infrastructure right now, to divorce our cities. And I'm just going to tell you, those who are in the Dallas area, I'm just going to wake you up on a few things. You may have seen it. We're in Oak Cliff, South Dallas. We work our way. We want to run to DeSoto. Oh, land of milk and honey. Harold, you know where I'm going with this. We moved to Lanter, Texas. You pronounce it like you want. Cedar Hill, Mansfield, Arlington. Even Arlington has pushed everybody out. They moving to Mansfield. Then after Mansfield, you go on 287, you go to Wasahatchie. I'm telling you, Red Oak. We moved down. Guess what? They moved back in. We took the bait. We're moving out of the city all those fine people that can vote to change the city of Dallas. They're in Dallas County, some in Ellis County, but we keep moving out. And when we move out, guess who's moving in? It ain't the Jefferson. The fish still frying. And the beans on the grill. But the chefs have changed in Dallas, in Los Angeles, in Miami, in Tampa. Last time I went to Tampa, a prominent black neighborhood. That's where I grew up. You can't hardly get in the neighborhood. They've rerouted traffic. They've widened the interstate. Oh, the city's growing. It's going on everywhere. New Orleans, you probably can't. And we're praying that everybody's safe and sound in New Orleans after the hurricane. I mean, they can't get a breakdown on that Louisiana. Y'all pray for them. Pray for them. Unbelievable. But you can't get a break. Nowhere. You flood out the 9th Ward. But you save Bourbon Street. Houses. 15 years later. Still with marks on the side. Where they've not. It's just a reminder to the citizens that if it happened once, we can make it happen again. Subliminals. Folks, we can't be asleep at the wheel. You got to get up. You got to wake up. Please. We all have to do it. But again, welcome to the world according to your Andrew Wiggum live from Studio A. Hey, beautiful weekend. It was the Prairie View Panthers and the Grambling State Tigers in what used to be called the Allison State Fair Classic. Now it's the State Fair Classic. Good morning, Al Wash. For putting this on a while. Great crowd. I would say the numbers were good. No incidents. I don't see anything in the morning paper. People riding up and down Martin Luther King. Now, you know what Martin Luther King stood for, nonviolence. But we all know that a lot going on with MLK around the country. No incidents that I know about. And then when you have Martin Luther King cross Malcolm X Boulevard, tell me another city other than Dallas, Texas, that has that scenario. Malcolm X intersects Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Street. I'm getting real country on you. Who would have thunk it? Right here in Dallas. The infrastructure is there. Black mayor, black city manager. Black sheriff, former black chief, black district attorney. Don't get no black in there. And don't get no blacker than that, what we got in Dallas. Mm-hmm. And I hate to use the word got, but sometimes you just got to get it where y'all can get it. Got. We had that here in Dallas. But they got them in. The infrastructure was there. Then we kept moving out, going south. You'll hear us as migrating hell going north like we've gone south. Had a prominent black neighborhood over near Love Field. I didn't realize until I got lost trying to get to Love Field the very first time I got there. And I'm going to make you laugh, Harold. I thought the entrance to the airport when I first got here was on Lemon Avenue. It was an area that looked like a little airport.
Backside by the museum over there by Elm Ticket and all that, or what?
Yes, sir, on that side. If you go back north, look towards Bachman Lake, there's a little area that looked like an airport. It might have been a hangar or something for that company.
That's the museum. They made that the flight. It's like a little flight museum. That's been there for a while. But, yeah, I know exactly where you talked about over there.
I pulled in over 30 years ago. Go back. Mm-hmm. Go back north. Go back towards Lovers. Go back. Keep going. Going towards Northwest Highway. What's that? Whatever the Cadillac place. Right in that area. It's a little place. Look like a little airport. And it is for the private airport people.
Well, it's an interest, but it's highly. But yeah, that's always
yeah.
been there. But I can see how you would think that was the way to get into the airport, is what I was saying.
Right, right. Well, when you don't know.
You ain't going through that way to catch no commercial flight. But it ain't, I can't never remember it being like that, but I can see how that could be mistaken for that.
Yeah. But when I moved here, DFW had more traffic than that of, which still do, more Love Field. So I'm just saying, I realized I couldn't catch a flight when I missed one. So, yeah, then I started coming around Markenburg. Oh, I got it. It didn't take long.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't take long. But I'm just saying, how the changes.
Oh,
a black neighbor over there with KB Pope. Still some black families, but we move out. We don't let the homes, we don't try to stay in our area. That's the closest black neighborhood to Highland Park. And I'm sure some of the people that live there work for the people in Highland Park. I'm sure of it. They
I
had
never thought about it this way, but I'm sure they did.
They used to have one of the strongest, prettiest, most complete grocery store ever, Simon Davis. You can sit up and eat. People were eating in the grocery store. They had a cafeteria. In the grocery store. You can't eat in the grocery store.
I believe that's Tom Thumb owned that, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Tom Thumb. Or Randall now.
That was like they,
well, Tom Thumb.
Yeah, that was they owned the store. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I do remember that.
But I'm just saying, the control that we had, the resources that we were afforded, we let it slip in.
Hey, can I do a quick time and reset?
Go ahead.
Time and reset from you. Can you give us some interjection of our black papers before you go to our 9 o'clock? Because, boy, this time done went on. So I know what you're going to do when you realize around it's 9 o'clock. Why don't you give us our reset right quick for the people and let us regather ourselves?
You
got to keep
Mama
happy. You got to keep a lot of us.
You trying to lose your breath, huh?
No. I was saying, give us our reset about our black newspapers and that before you do your sports stuff at the top of the hour. We already at the top of the hour. You don't hit.
But that's how we do. It's scripted.
Yeah.
However, you know what? We just need to wake up. We're going to get caught
sleeping. Get on that roll, and it just flows.
We're going to find out. I tell you, yesterday I did a live show, Harold, in the last minute.
Ooh, that was
tough, too. Like, at the last minute.
Oh,
so,
man.
Had a boss lady. Boss lady was right on. We did it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But you know what? You have struck a nerve. It's at the top of the hour. And we got to do a little something like this. From the CIAA, SIAC, NIAC, in the SWAT, the football action on yesterday. It was Robert Morris, 22, Howard, 16, Norman State, beat St. Francis, 28, 16, Bimberman, over Delaware State, 47-10, Southeast Missouri, over Tennessee State, 47-14. Jackson State over Delta State in the Battle of Six, 24-17. Alabama A&M over Tennessee, 45-35. Alabama A&M beating Alabama State over Bethune-Cookman, 38-24. North Carolina team being over North Carolina Central, 37-14. Rice over Texas Southern, 48-34, and then out of Dallas, Texas, the cat fight. Cat fight is what I call it. When the Panthers, the Tigers, scrambling to compete. Scrambling to compete. 24-10. 4 games in a row. Who would have thought Prairie View would be scrambling 4 games in a row? It happened. If you're in the Dallas area, keep your pants on. Go to the state fair. I'll give you some ideas of what's been tried this year. That's it, Black College Sports. Gotta love it. Harold fancy didn't play, but you know we would have won anyway. You know how it goes. You know how it goes. But folks in the Dallas area, you got to go to the State Fair of Texas. I'm telling you, I look forward to it. You just wouldn't believe what happens. And I'm going to put in fried foods and let you know what they are for this year. Southern fried lemon icebox pie balls. Did y'all hear that? Southern fried lemon icebox pie balls. Texas barbecue brisket bun. All is fried. Texas Easter eggs. Who think about Easter here in September? All at the State Fair of Texas. Texas fried Fritos. Now see that Frito pie here. Everybody got a little creative. Got that Frito pie. Got some Fritos, put some meat on it. And that's Frito pie, right? Oh, I guess he's taking a sabbatical right quick.
No, I had it on mute. Yeah, you're right. They can dress it up, but yeah, that heartburn is what I used to call it back in the day. I never really cared for it, but yeah, they do a lot of different things. It's kind of like a staple of your gatherings, like your football stadiums and your fair parks, actually.
And folks, I'm gonna give you a tip. Y'all need to go get some stock in Pepto Bismol, especially around the State Fair of Texas. Everything is fried. Bacon jam corn bombs, bag of egg rolls, Big Tex bowl, bucket of fries, chicken on the stick, chicken on the stick, chicken on the stick. Oh, I'm sorry. I got stuck here. I thought I was making a song. Country fried shrimp grit. It's grits like you've never tasted before. Delicious, rich cooked grits infused. That's scammy. Infused with shrimp and cheese. Form into squares, then dip with light egg wash, covered with homemade batter, deep fried to perfection. To top it off, this delicious dish is then covered with mouth-watering shrimp and crawfish sauce. Flavor so good. Y'all come back for more. I thought they were going to say something so good, you can slap your mama. And he give us. All right, Texas hot bird dog. Okay, is it a chicken bird? Let's see. It is basically a smoked turkey frank dunked in fiery seasoned batter, deep fried, then smothered with rich and creamy mac and cheese, topped with fried jalapenos, then dazzled with Cholula, a flavor that bites you back. Well,
man.
Plop, plop, fizz. Plop, plop, fizz. Oh, what it is. All right, deep-fried peanut butter. Peanut butter and jelly, deep-fried. You know what? I'm a big fan of peanut butter and jelly. I might have to try that one. But let me read. This is a shabby chick of fair food, the seamless marriage of the after-school kid, PB&J. And then a special dessert that sometimes comes with anniversary dinners at five-star restaurants as an adult, cream brulee. Not cream brulee, cream brulee. Okay? These are then mended or melded together perfectly to blend these tastes and the times of your life. One in one unforgettable food experience. A deep-fried peanut butter sandwich pocket is topped with thick and creamy vanilla cream and some kind of sugar. Terminado, y'all correct me if I ain't say that right, heavy sprinkled, and then broil or caramelized to a hard shell. The deep-fried peanut butter and rasbulae. All right? Oh, just with berries and all. I'm hungry. I got to eat a bowl of cereal. Isn't that something here? All this food, I'm getting hungry.
Hey, you know, bowl of cereal, that's a staple. At least you get you some milk and dairy there if it's good for you. Get you on to your day.
And I do love Crunchy Berry, Frankenberry, all of them. I just love cereal. I do. I get to do it every week when I go. All right. Bread pudding, Mexican bread pudding, fried, Harold.
Wow.
Capa rotata. I guess that's her. Capa rotata. Somebody help me out with that, but that's fried bread pudding. Frozen ranch water. Okay. What? What is the same here? Frozen ranch water is only a quarter of those calories. Tastes crisp, refreshing. So how you gonna fry water? It's got to be hot.
Yeah, that's something totally different there.
Yeah,
where you getting this lineup from?
The State Fair of Texas lineup.
Oh, okay, that's great.
Can't get no better than that. Yeah. Got old text on the picture up here. Lobster corny dog. The realest cheesecake. Southern fried lemon ice bites balls. I'll tell you about that. Texas barbecue brisket. That's good, too. Easter eggs. Frito pies. The fried surf and turf. So you know that's some fish. Twice fried Mexican meatballs. So when they fry it, put it in the freezer, bring it out and fry it again, is that how they twice fry it? Well, my wingman done left me. All right. Twice fried albóndigas, which is a wonderful Mexican meatball twist on the traditional Mexican flavors, spiced beef rolled with likely brown rice, chopped vegetables, aromatic seasonings, rendering one juicy, tasty meatball. First is deep fried, then carefully battered, followed by a breadcrumb coating, making it ready to fry again to a golden perfection. Biting into this, as they call it albóndiga, I apologize, my Spanish is out the window today, with a culturally surprise. The flavors reminiscent of the Abuelita's kitchens. The delightful albóndiga will be served on the yarn or even more. Hold your fire. Wait a minute. We're not
Hey, let me tell you, your wingman hadn't left you, but when I ain't no help to you, if I'm not helping you read it and you're doing a good job of going through that menu. I ain't left you. I'm here. I'm listening.
All right. But this here is just hold the fire. Wait a minute. Let us put some. Oh, wrong song. I got carried away on that one. We're not done yet. Topping the burst of flavors will be a dazzle, a crema Mexicano, and a sprinkle cottage queso, bona vulture, too much grease for me. So, folks, when you go, if nothing else, when you know we're getting too old to ride. And on some of the rides I used to get in, I can't get in them no more. Unless they give me an extra seatbelt.
I didn't like riding them when I was younger or smaller. So, yeah, I can imagine, boy. I really, Lord, you got to be extra brave.
I'm a roller coaster kind of guy. But, you know, as our body matures over time, Maybe they need to have an adult roller coaster. You know, one of the boys there, maybe we can stand in.
I had to mute because, boy, you that's funny there. That cause yeah,
but,
you're right. You have to watch that stuff, man. We done had a heart attack for real trying to even ride some of that stuff.
Yeah, but everything fried peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I done heard it all. Now, you know they fried chitlins too, Don. You know that, right?
I've heard about it. I thought that, actually, to be honest with you, just an honest moment. I used to stay away from chitlin so bad, and I still do. I just don't care for it, nothing about it really. But I don't dog people who do. But shoot, I thought that's all pork rinds and stuff was. To be honest with you,
they just deeper fried.
And puff it out or whatever. But yeah.
But as we were mentioning, at the State Fair, Texas. You know, in the past, I know the pandemic may curve these numbers, but any given day, it could have been at least 80,000 people at the State Fair of Texas a day. The numbers are high, but we need to be safe, you all. You can still enjoy some things, get your vaccinations, and keep your mask on. But just going through that lineup, ooh-wee, that lineup is something else. If you want to get your fried food, though, come to the State Fair of Texas. You will get your cholesterol, take your medicine, everything you got to do. So it's going to be high when you get through. Sky high. But again, so much is going on, so little time. The question of today is, what do we do when a white majority neighborhood wants to divorce its Black city? Good morning, Dallas, Texas. Good morning, Atlanta, Detroit, D.C., Gary, Indiana, Indianapolis, Indiana. You can just go straight across. Louisville, Breonna Taylor, things going on, still hot in Louisville. We have a Louisville, L-E-W-I-S, here in Texas, but in Louisville. If the natives, Harold, they don't call it Louisville. They call it Louisville. So you can tell.
I can remember.
The good Commonwealth of Kentucky. Commonwealth, you think of Virginia, you think of Kentucky. Parishes. You think of Louisiana. But if you're from Texas, Florida, a lot of other places, good old county. So what do we do? I want to hear from you all. People are taking their money out of the city, creating suburbs, doing their thing. We got somebody from Atlanta. Good morning. Welcome to the world, according to Drew. What's going on in your world this morning?
Hey, nothing much. Good morning, folks.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
They say the people leaving the city here. You know, I haven't seen it because, you know, they're still doing so much building and the rent is high. So I don't see
it. All right. Well, let me give you – I know you live there. You don't understand the ins and outs of Atlanta. You've been there a minute. They want your airport. That's the largest commodity there in your city. It's much bigger than Coca-Cola. It's much bigger than Georgia Pacific. Much bigger than those companies. I forgot, as far as the Fortune 500, those are two of the biggest. Patrol.
That's why the state want to take it over, because they're making so much money, and the state ain't getting the money.
Right. Truly understand. I don't know if you were on when I talked about Fulton County Stadium, where it was located right there at I-20, intersection of I-20 and I-75. Then, well, we got the Olympics coming. Let's go down a block or two. and let's create Turner Field, Olympic Stadium, whatever the name may have been. Then the houses started going down in the neighborhood. They talked about crime.
Mm-hmm.
They started in the face of that, I guess that would be Southeast Atlanta. Changed the face, put the, raised the prices on those homes. Then Georgia State comes in. Now, I do say Georgia State.
Mm-hmm.
They get the back in people either appropriated dollars from the state or private dollars, combination of both. You buy up the area. So now the rich folks of the Atlanta Braves say, well, since Atlanta's not doing this good, let's go where we can create our own. So they go up into Cobb County. They're in Cobb County, Chamblee. Help me out, Mark. Cumberland Mall, Kennesaw, everything's going north in Atlanta. They put their multi-million-dollar stadium for the Braves up in Cobb County, create their own neighborhood, a la Jerry Jones in Frisco, Texas. Hotels, retail. So even in Atlanta, it's showing. They didn't want to change the voting. If you all went on earlier, I talked about the voting procedures. These big cities are changing. The state of Georgia, the state of Texas, they know anytime you can put nine sisters on the bench, we in trouble. We in trouble. Mm-hmm. That's how they nine, not eight, not ten, nine sisters on the bench in Houston. And now they're trying, well, they can't drive through. If we reduce the amount of drive-through ballots in Harris County, that won't happen again. We're going to go ahead and get Billy Bob and Riley and Ricky, Mike. I'm not talking about New Edition, all the other folks. They like, come on in. We're going to restructure this thing. But, Mark, I ask you, if you don't mind, sir, what do we do when the white city abandons their black town?
Well, we got enough capital to pull ourselves through. We just have to figure out how to do it, first of all, and show them that we don't need them.
But are we willing to sacrifice and not?
We're going to have to. We're going to have to.
We left out of race. And then the way they're treating our brothers and sisters that are coming from Haiti. I'm telling you, you know, your president is assassinated. Your country is full of earthquakes. A rule is coming in that's trying to change the demographics of Haiti.
White people are buying up the land in Haiti.
Huh?
And white people are buying up the land in Haiti.
We know that. Yeah, we see it. And they push it, doing everything to change the look of Haiti. Rich minerals and resources there on that side of the island. I'm still in all trying to figure out how can an island in the Caribbean Sea can have many earthquakes on just one side of an island. In the other island, there's no issue. Are they playing? Are they doing? What are they doing? But how can these brothers and sisters travel over land, sea, and end up adjacent to Del Rio? I don't know if you all were on. I'm still questioning how and why do they have that bridge underwater that people can walk across that river? It just wasn't put there for the Haitians to cross. Want y'all to understand that waterway has been there forever. Is that the way we're sneaking in people to our country? You know, our brown brothers and sisters, we love you. That's the more accepted color. When they have a tan, of course, I love to say this, the tan that they can't stand, then there's issues. And you want to deputize people in a state where anybody, I wonder how many brothers we need to see Polo and Ricky and Toot. I had a friend named Toot, because every time he hit you, he'd come out, Toot. Bam! Oh, Lord, got hit by Toot. You know, crazy names. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Polo. Maybe he was wearing polos. But you deputize people with no experience. Abbott instructs the highway patrol to line up. To line up. Now, when everybody was coming from Venezuela and other countries, did we hear about the line up for highway patrol? But they know that the color swing is going to change. They're looking beyond. Because when they come over from Haiti, yes, they're going to fit in as African Americans. Let's look at the big picture. They can't handle it. Everything that's going on, and then they're corralling people like cattle. Come on, y'all. With the horses and the robes. Did they do that with the Hispanics that came over? Am I the only one to see that? It ain't the same. They put them in camps, you know, to protect them from the elements. They are their friends. They shipping them back. Where's our federal laws? And they realize they not all coming across the Rio Grande. They flying into Hartsfield International. They're flying into Miami International, Tampa International, DFW International, Dulles, JFK, Logan, you name it, up and down the Eastern Seaboard. And when the heat is over there, guess what? Good morning, LAX. Good morning, San Francisco. Good morning, Seattle. Don't forget John Wayne. May cost you a little bit more to fly into John Wayne. But they got some stuff going on there. Folks, we got to wake up. We got to stop walking with our eyes. We got to get people in places that represent us, that look like us. We need to strategize what is needed to make this thing work. Over 50 years ago, all they wanted to do was vote in Selma, Alabama. You charge them to try to deter them. It didn't work. You hit them across the head to slow the march down. It didn't work. Well, not only did they show up, they showed out. It made a difference for the citizens in Alabama that spoke large volumes in this world that we live in. Who's going to be the next John Lewis? Who's going to be the next Chris Adams? We don't need nobody getting killed, but who's going to make the first move? You can look in the mirror and say, it can be me. It can be you. Whoever it can be. We just need somebody to step up. It's going to be a tough road. But if we don't fight for ourselves, nobody else will. We look at the trending of things on the newscast. We didn't see how people took people in from Afghanistan. All right? Well, we don't have to show the world what we're doing. But you show the world how you're treating our brothers and sisters from Haiti. It's something. And I'm so mad with the media. They can tell you that the young lady that was missing and all of that, but where in the headlines is anything about Kelly Price? You tell me. You can tell us what's going on
is
all
Kelly
around
Clarkson
the world.
Kelly Clarkson or Kelly Price? Because I know earlier you said Kelly Price. Is it? Yeah, I remember you mentioned that. I hadn't even heard about that myself, Andrew. Yeah.
All right, but where is it? Mark, you in Atlanta? Have you heard any more?
No, I heard she was in the hospital somewhere.
But again,
that's better than being missing.
Oh, man. All right, so now, but it did make headlines. NBC is reporting, as Mark mentioned, Kelly Price safe after she was reported missing. And that's a statement from a lawyer. And they were doing a welfare check and realized she wasn't there. But her sister said she had not seen her. Now, how did that go up under the radar? But let us meet somebody that we don't know and go on a camping trip to Wyoming. Now, take that, put some flour on it, put some wet dough, some jalapeno lobster sauce, some chili seasoning, and guess what they do with it? They fry it, make it a meal. But somebody famous of color, you didn't hear about it. It wasn't every night. It wasn't an opening story on the nightly news. Folks, we understand. There's a difference. There is a difference. But we got a lot on the table this morning. A lot on the table. We know it's a lot of inequality. But what are we going to do? What's going to force us to pool our resources, put our talents together? We need this. Is this the second coming? Will there be another Tulsa, Black Wall Street? Will there be another Rosewood? Will there be another spot in Atlanta thriving? Underground. What's the thing together? Underground ball. Anything we touch, it seems to fall away. Why? People are taking their money out of the cities where we control. You're born in Atlanta. Let's move to Cobb County. You're born in Dallas, Texas. Let's go to Frisco, Prosper. Now, before you know it, the Metroplex will be up at Oklahoma at the state line. And I'm about an hour from Oklahoma. But you hear cities like Denton growing. Cities like Aubrey, Pilot Point, Coogerville, Crossroads. After a while, we're going to be connected to Gainesville. Gainesville, then on the state line, right to the river. I'm telling you. The more we move in, the more they out. But we have to fail to realize that we can't let it get away. That's a lot. It is a lot. And we need to just be aware. Just understand what's going on around us. You know, if it rains, we don't even know it. Because we're looking on the inside, never looking outside. So it's something that we need to address. And that's why we try to at least have this platform for us to get out here and talk about it. What's going on in your world? You might bring something to our attention that we didn't know. And all I ever try to do is just be as honest as I could possibly be on how I feel about it. And if it wasn't Sunday morning, the language might be a little stronger. Not stronger, stronger. Stronger, Harold.
We still stay respectful, though. We always be respectful. But,
Well, I'm going to be respectful because I know Cheryl be listening. So we got to bring the product. We got to bring the product. But, again, with these cities taking their time, talents, and dollars out of the inner cities, creating all these neighborhoods just suburbial, we're going to move down, and they're going to move back. and this city is going to be stronger. They're going to have the inroads, the infrastructure. Because I'm not sure, does DeSoto have a bus line? Well,
I'm not sure if they have their own. I know for a while there, DART was going through with that express to Ovilla, Andrew. That's the only thing I know about that, and that's been there for a while, all the way down.
Yeah, Glen Heights, Ovilla, Creek. They had a fucking ride.
Mm-hmm.
Arlington, one of the largest cities in the country with no public transportation. They realize now that they need something. The infrastructure has changed. People say they will not come into Arlington unless there's a public transportation. So Arlington is thinking about a few things. But I bet you your last dollar on this one. If Arlington goes with public transportation, I bet you Jerry Jones going to own the city. That has Jerry Jones written all over it. 100%. He's transformed Frisco through Starwood and now over at the Star. Move in the shaker. He got the money. Has the political clout. Well, they're changing things until he buys and then they change the rules back. And it's not just Jerry Jones. It's Rashid C, the shining C. From Newport News all the way to Compton, California. From Detroit to Miami. I think we crossed it up. That's what they do. That's how they do it. But what are we going to do? Hell, I tell you right now, I would love to be down in Del Rio. Not harming our brothers and sisters from Haiti. But when others have been there, give me a horse. Give me a rope. Let me carry my gun that's not registered and try to corral people like cattle. What is inhumane about that? But you can put them in these places of shelter, the immigrants. You may separate the kids, which is unfortunate, but their haven is different than what we still under a bridge. You find a Coast Guard cutter and put them in the plane and send them back. Why are you acting that fast when people from the brown, our brown brothers and sisters, have come in here most recently and been granted the opportunity to become a citizen? But no. Somebody with a darker tan that they can't stand or don't want to stand. So let's call the cavalry. Let's take them back home. I've never seen them act this quickly with any other group of individuals trying to flee in our country or just trying for political asylum. Anything like they have with this group. If that don't piss you off, I don't know what else will. They know if they come and become citizens, it's going to throw the master plan off when it comes to minority voting. That's what it's about, y'all, which is very unfortunate. So me, Ma, and Ma Dear, and all the people sitting in your house, when it's time to vote, we need to get them out. We have to reduce the amount of apathy in our neighborhood and get people to vote. But if we continue on this plight that we are on, they're going to split our vote, push our people back, and we're going to be misrepresented. Where do we go from here? What can we do to make it better? Like I said earlier, will change ever come? It's about 43 minutes after the hour. Harold is in between some things, you understand. Try to make it happen on a Sunday morning. But, folks, we want you in this, again, this platform, just speak out. Let us know what's going on in your neighborhood. We're here every Sunday morning, 8 to 10 Central Time. And you can have them call in at 646-200-0459. So it's yours. We want you to participate. I'm trying to get a special guest on this morning, but obviously I think they were at Fuel City enjoying the street tacos. It's kind of like anytime you go out of town, there's certain places. If I go to Atlanta, certain places I always got to stop by just to say I've been there. But that's how our youth is doing as well. But we got a lot going on. I want to say good morning to Cheryl for just being Cheryl. She's really, she's got herself together, y'all, and we love it. All right, we say we got somebody on. Press 1. Press 1 so I can come to you. All right, boy, technology is something. Well, Harold, we got our special guest on, none other than the current student body president of the Florida Agricultural and Mechanical University. Good morning, Madam President.
Good morning.
Wow, wow.
Good
morning,
young lady, and congratulations.
Carrington?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Mr. Hubbard, say congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It still doesn't even feel real.
I can only imagine.
I tell you. Yeah, I can only imagine. Wish I could have stood in your shoes. No, but Harold, she is here for the Grammar PV. You know, she's rocking that HBCU spirit. And Carrington, just tell us a little bit of what you encountered yesterday.
Okay,
and
so yesterday I went to.
Oh.
Okay, I went to a Cotton Bowl class. I also brought my friend from FAMU. So I like to say when I'm in Florida, I'm from Dallas, Texas, where things are indeed bigger and better. And so, you know, we've been to the Orange Blossom Classic in Miami. We've been to the Orlando Classic. But I just wanted them to see the Cotton Bowl Classic. And I've, since I was little, going there every year, I was looking, anticipating for that event, looking forward to it. At the State Fair as well. So not only is this my friend's first time at the Cotton Bowl Classic, but also at the State Fair. So I knew it would just be a little great weekend getaway, but also to support fellow HBCU SGA presidents, Mr. and Mrs. in their royal court as well. So that was awesome to be able to meet them and just connect in that way. And so fun fact, FAMU plays Grambling for our homecoming October 30th. So I got a chance to meet some of them, and I was like, well, nice to meet you guys, but see you at homecoming when we beat you. So it was just fun establishing that friendly rivalry and just being in the atmosphere. It was awesome.
Right. But that's what it's all about. You know, at one time we didn't have a choice, Carrington. Your grandmother and them didn't have a choice of where they could go to college. And Mr. Harold, who's on, old Paul Quinn, well, where Paul Quinn is currently, there used to be a Bishop College. Another HBCU that did not survive the cuts and everything, but they made a great impact on a lot of the teachers and pastors. Freddie Haynes, who was the pastor of Friendship West, he was a graduate of Bishop College. So you may know these folks, but a lot of people didn't know they finished from Bishop. But, again, the survival of our HBCUs is so important. I know the federal government has put money in because a lot of the oftentimes these HBCUs were established as land grant schools. They were able to do the agriculture for this country. There were only three options back in the day. Either you were going to be a preacher, a teacher, or an agricultural specialist. Those are some of the things. That's how a lot of our schools that are A&M's, agricultural and mechanical, that's how they got their names, because they were going into the workforce, making a difference. And I tell you, yesterday, Karen, just the brightest moment in my life. Our family, we tight, we communicate every day, but I felt so good to see you intermingle with folks, which is good, because when we were coming up, if they came to Tampa, other places in the state, we got together. But you've connected Florida with Texas, and you may not know how important that is, because I didn't realize how many kids you knew that were at these two schools. And just being a dad, you grew up here in Dallas. So I understood that part of it. But now, going to Florida, now you've connected with the Prairie View SGA court and the grammar. And when I mentioned your name to a few of them, oh, yeah, we know Carrington. Oh, man. Hell, you couldn't get my head in the room. It wasn't enough oil on my ears to squeeze my head in that door frame.
I can only imagine. I know that was a glorious event.
But for those who know me, I did not whimper. My family say I'm pretty emotional for a man. They put it nicely. But you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I was on the big today to make sure I connected them, because that's what they need. They're the future. How, when we can't say or do anything else, it's on them. And I knew I was going to stand this up. Aaron's got a special surprise for you.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead, Chief.
Good morning. Good morning, Carrington.
Good
this
morning.
This is Cheryl
Smith. I already know the voice.
I'm so glad. I'm honored to be able to talk to you this morning. You
it's
are making, oh, you're making us so proud. And I just want you to know, yesterday I was talking with the president of Grambling State University, and he was heaping praise on our Dr. Robinson and our school. And then, of course, we had to talk a little October 30th. But it makes me so proud, and I just would like to hear from you. You are a woman in a leadership position, and as our vice president, are there any challenges for you? I really want to hear from you. I wish you had gotten on there earlier. Are there any challenges you are seeing as a woman? And then also, is there anything we can do personally to help you throughout the rest of your term?
Let me think. Any challenges? Of course, it is a woman's sometimes, which is unfortunate. We have to just put in a little bit more effort to be respected, or to have that established credibility, or even be ahead at all times. You know, it's always good to be a step ahead just in case, because I feel like even the pressures that a man has, it's just maybe they make a mistake, but it's like, let's move on. But I feel like when a woman makes a mistake, it's almost as if it's tallied. Okay, what's the mess there? Like, okay, well, is she really capable? You know? So I just feel like one of the pressures I have that is just probably going to, you know, stay with me, a transferable pressure throughout as I, like, you know, matriculate through society, matriculate through the business, you know, is to make sure that I'm always overly prepared, which is never a bad thing. But just in case, I feel like being overly prepared is great just to be that for your nature. But I have to be overly prepared, like kind of in a malicious way for some people.
Well,
like
that, you know, we'd like to help you. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say I use malicious for better words. But, you know, I think that's got what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's really important. What are you saying, Andrew?
I said, just bear with us. I had to really get them up. They were seeing the city, especially. I know she went probably to Fuel City, which is her favorite place to go when she's home.
Love Fuel City. You know, it's open all night.
Well, that's good, and I'm glad to see. I just hope that, because I know you are an inspiration to so many other young ladies, and just hopefully that we could start fostering in women that we're here to stay in a leadership role, and we do need to be prepared, but sometimes we're overly prepared from the get, and you definitely are, but we still have to deal with society, and so we just have to try to teach women, make sure that we don't put that added pressure on one another.
Right, absolutely. And I feel like that's where the disconnect can come, you know, and that's just for any, like, in a concentrated society, like, let's say the Black community. Like, we already have so many odds against us, let's come together. You know, Black women, so many odds against us, let's come together. You know, people in sororities, people in organizations, so many odds, but, like, these spaces are created for us to come together and to support one another, but sometimes that's not always the case.
Well, you give us hope, so I wanted to hear your voice because your dad is really proud of you, and he would have talked the entire time you were on, and I wanted to hear your beautiful voice, and I wanted folks to hear just how dynamic you are. So, again, I hope to see you soon, and I just be safe and know that if that, you know, people say that, but we got your back.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it. I feel y'all support all the way in Florida. So I thank you guys so much.
Great.
Yeah.
And,
well, she's let off the hook. I'm not letting you off the hook yet. But, Cheryl, you said a point that, you know, you got our back. And sometimes, Karen, in this walk that we do in our life, you know, you just have to think clearly and do what you feel is right for everybody. I walked in your shoes, and it's not an easy job. And you all have more connection than what we had. Cheryl, we had a pager maybe. You called,
no,
you didn't have contact. But now they have these cell phones, they have Instagram. Always be careful because everybody, there's an old song, they smile in your face, and sometimes they want to take your place. There's a song called The Backstabbers. So you walk tall. Continue to walk tall because when you lean over, that's when they can ride your back. And you never let them ride your back. Stand tall.
Yes, sir.
That's Mr. Wiggum and your daddy talking all at once. And
Andrew, you've done what you need to do. All you need to do is finance the struggle. You've done what you need to do. Carrington is good. Just finance the struggle.
That's the boss lady. She can wrap it up. That's true.
Hey,
you know that, and Andrew, know that, and Carrington, just know that, yes, we're proud of you, but we don't want to put any extra pressure on you. You just keep doing you is what I can say from looking from the outside. You just keep doing you because I know you have some good input and good background behind you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And we are... Even we call Uncle Harold, he is part of that family that we always talk about at FAMU. You know, we're all in this together.
I'm the adopted. I'm the adopted uncle.
Yeah. And so those are the things. But, again, it's just it's good. It's Black College Week, historically Black College Week. What a way to sum it up. I was participating at my job this week. Well, we highlight and showcased our HBCUs at work. We had great participation from Texas Southern. Of course, FAMU were well represented. Jackson State, Tuskegee, those just to boot. And I couldn't take any pictures because they didn't want us to take pictures inside a government facility, especially right now with everything going on. But we're just so appreciative. Cares, you know, what you're doing and what you will do in the past. Be yourself. That's all you've ever been taught is to be yourself.
Right.
And I only have one public demand is that we did the best that we could do for you. And we want you to exploit every talent that you have. And you know why I'm going with this, but I just want you to hear it again. You speak so eloquently. And I love it, and you keep doing what you're doing. But shock them every now and then and let them know you know Spanish too, how good you are in Spanish. And when a sister is loaded like that, that will open doors. And ask Cheryl, that might open another door that you never even imagined. So, again, you're on this ride. Buckle up. It's going to be bumpy. But when it's all said and done, you know, the old phrase, if it don't kill you, it's only going to make you stronger. So much love to you, my daughter, my baby. Yeah, I broke all the professional ethics according to that. But you know what? This is the world according to Drew. So thank you. Hey, have a safe trip. As we bring things
thank
to close, Karen, don't leave yet. Cheryl,
always
thank you. Go ahead, Karen.
I was going to say, it's always an honor to sit here and talk to you all and just soak in the wisdom. So thank you so much for having me this morning.
All right. And you know what? As we close, Karen, we can only do it one way here on The World According to Drew. Harold, thank you again for being in that side chair.
Oh, yeah.
Giving us everything we need, Cheryl, as well. If you don't take any wooden nickels, you won't have to worry about trying to spend what you got. So, on behalf of the staff with Cheryl Smith, I'm Andrew Wiggum live, and we're out. And if you know what I know,